So picture this. You are sitting on your couch. It's maybe 8 p.m. You've got a laptop on your knees, and you are just scrolling through endless pages of hotel listings for your next
Oh
vacation.
yeah, we have all been there.
Right. You've got like a dozen tabs open. You're comparing prices, looking at these gorgeous photos of infinity pools. And in that moment, you feel like you hold the entire world in your
You
hands.
feel like you have all the power.
Exactly. Endless options, highly competitive pricing, complete control over where you stay. But have you ever paused and wondered who is actually pulling the strings behind the scenes of that booking?
I mean, it is the ultimate modern illusion of choice. We really think we're navigating this vast open marketplace, right? Like it's been democratized by the internet where all these independent hotels are just, waiting for us to discover them.
But they're not.
No, they're not. The reality of the digital travel ecosystem is much more constrained, and frankly, it's highly monopolized.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Because our goal for today's deep dive is to explore this quiet, almost invisible war that's happening in the hospitality industry right now. It's a war where hotels are trying desperately to break free from the incredibly expensive dominance of these massive booking platforms.
Yeah, they are fighting essentially to reclaim a direct relationship with you, the guest.
And it's a critical fight to understand, right? Because while it feels like the internet gave consumers endless power, it actually gave rise to these massive intermediaries.
Right. The OTAs.
The online travel agencies, we're talking about your Booking.coms, Expedia, Airbnb, they have basically positioned themselves right between you and the hotel. And in the source material we're looking at today, there's a company called Destinova, which we're going to really dig into.
Yeah, Destinova operates essentially as a tactical weapon for hotels in this ongoing war.
But to understand why a tool like Destinova even needs to exist, I mean, we first have to understand the massive financial and strategic hole that hotels are currently trapped in.
We have to talk about the invisible cost of convenience.
Yes, exactly. Because when we use an OTA, we get a really quick transaction. The interface is great, it's super easy. But the hotel, they are quietly bleeding.
Bleeding money and data.
Right. There are three specific ways these platforms drain a hotel's resources. And let's just start with the most obvious one, which is the commission.
And we are not talking about a small processing fee here. We are looking at, 15 to 25% taken off the top of every single booking.
Wait, let's just do the quick math on that because the numbers get staggering fast. So, say you book a lovely 1 week stay at some boutique hotel in Greece for, I don't know, 1,000 euros.
1,000 euros, yeah.
Instantly, 150 to 250 euros of that money just vanishes. The hotel never sees it. That goes straight to the tech platform.
Right. And it's important to remember that's not a one-time finder's fee. That happens on every single stay, all season long.
Every single time.
Yeah. So if a small hotel does 1 million euros in revenue, they're handing over up to a quarter of 1 million euros just for the privilege of being listed on that website.
That is brutal. I mean, for an independent hotel operating on thin margins, that's a massive visible cost.
It is. But here's the thing. The money they lose on commission isn't even the most damaging part of the arrangement.
Okay, what is?
The real danger is what they lose in the exchange, which is the guest's identity.
Yes. Okay, this is the part that genuinely blew my mind when I was reading through the briefing. Because when I book through a big platform, the platform keeps my actual contact
They
information.
hold on to it.
Right. The hotel never gets my real email address. They get this masked temporary proxy email that eventually just expires.
Exactly.
It's like throwing a massive dinner party, but a bouncer stands at your front door, takes 20% of the gifts your friends brought, and then absolutely refuses to tell you anyone's phone number so you can't invite them back next year.
That is a brilliantly painful analogy. And it perfectly illustrates the power dynamic here. Because if we connect this to the bigger picture, you have to understand why the loss of that email address actually hurts the hotel more than the commission fee over, say, a 5-year timeline.
Because they can't re-engage.
Right. The platform effectively owns you as a guest. Think about it. The hotel provides the physical bed, the breakfast, the hospitality. They provide the actual memory that you take home with you.
Yeah.
But next spring, when that hotel simply wants to send you a direct message saying, hey, we'd love to have you back. Here's a special offer for May. They literally cannot do it. They have zero way to reach you.
Because the bouncer kept my number.
Precisely. They are locked out of their own customer base,
Yeah.
which leads us to the third major problem here, which is scattered incredibly inefficient marketing.
Right, because they can't just email you directly, so they have to try and win you back by basically shouting into the void.
Shouting and paying for the privilege.
Yeah, they throw money at disconnected Google ads, random social media boosted posts, these expensive display campaigns. They end up spending even more money everywhere, just hoping you happen to see it.
And with almost no way to measure what is actually working.
Right. They're essentially paying Silicon Valley tech giants to reacquire their own past guests. It's just this vicious cycle. So that is the desperate landscape hoteliers are navigating right now. And this is where Destinova enters the picture.
This is where they come in, yeah.
They offer a solution, but I'll be honest, my guard went up immediately when I read this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because when most people hear email marketing, we immediately think of annoying, spammy newsletters just clogging up our inbox. Like, why is this any different?
It's a very fair reaction.
Right.
But we need to pivot here to look at how Destinova operates in what we can call an anti-MailChimp paradigm.
Anti-MailChimp. I like that.
Right. What's fascinating here is that they are a managed, highly data-driven email marketing service built strictly for the hospitality industry.
Okay, let me push back on that for a second, though. If I'm a hotel owner, why do I need to hire an external service for this? Isn't this just an overpriced MailChimp account? Can't I just fire up some DIY software, drag and drop some nice photos of the pool, and send some emails myself?
Well, the fundamental difference is between renting software and hiring a managed service. With a DIY tool like MailChimp, all you are renting is the software infrastructure.
The vehicle.
Exactly. It's an empty vehicle. You still have to supply the gas, the map, and the driver, meaning you need your own mailing list, you need to write the copy, design the graphics, segment the audience, and figure out the overarching strategy.
You're doing all the heavy lifting.
You are. Which means the hotel owner is sitting there logging in at midnight, exhausted after dealing with guests all day, trying to figure out how to format a newsletter header.
And probably accidentally sending it with a broken link. I've done that.
Right, because hoteliers are experts in hospitality, not digital marketing. That's exactly the problem. Destinova is the exact opposite of that DIY model. They bring the audience, they build the campaign, they handle the complex targeting, they design it, and they hit send.
So it's totally hands-off for the hotel.
Mostly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to cut out the OTA middleman entirely to drive zero commission direct bookings because they supply both the strategic execution and the contact list.
Okay, well, that makes total sense from a workload perspective, but it brings up a massive glowing red question for me.
Where are they getting the emails?
Yes. If Destinova is providing the list, where on earth are they getting these emails? I mean, if I get a random email from a Greek hotel I've never heard of, I'm instantly marking it as spam. How do they avoid sounding like a cheap, desperate sales blast?
This is where their specific edge lies, and it really comes down to data maturity.
Okay.
We aren't talking about scraping random email addresses off the internet or buying shady lists.
Okay, good.
Destinova utilizes a proprietary, verified database of over 15 million travelers who have visited or specifically shown documented interest in Greece over the last 4 years.
Wait, 15 million?
15 million.
That is a serious pool of potential guests.
It is, but raw volume is useless if it isn't organized, right?
Mm.
The mechanism that actually makes this work is taxonomy.
Okay, break that down for me. What does taxonomy actually mean in this context?
Think of taxonomy as a highly sophisticated sorting system. The database is segmented across multiple dimensions. So they track the traveler's country of origin, their preferred trip type, specific interests, their historical budget level, and even their preferred travel season.
Okay. So you aren't just blasting a generic message to everyone with a Gmail account.
Far from it. If you run a high-end secluded resort, Destinova's system identifies and targets luxury couples who have previously engaged with high-ticket Mediterranean travel.
Right.
But if you run a budget-friendly spot with a massive pool, the taxonomy filters target, say, German families who historically book beach vacations in July.
Okay, so you have the precisely right audience. You know they like what you offer, but getting into their inbox is only half the battle.
You still have to get them to read it.
Exactly. Think about your own inbox. How many 20% off travel blasts did you delete just this morning?
Too many to count.
Right. So this is where it gets really interesting to me. The way they actually talk to these travelers relies heavily on authenticity.
It does. They completely avoid that traditional digital marketing trap of just screaming for attention.
Yes. Instead, they use destination storytelling. There's this specific campaign example from the briefing that perfectly captures this. It was titled Discover Rhodes, Five Quiet Beaches, Where to Eat, Where to Stay.
It's so clever.
It is. Because the strategy is the traveler falls in love with the destination first. You read about the hidden, quiet beaches, you imagine the local seafood, you get completely seduced by the location.
And then, seamlessly, the hotel's woven into that story.
Right. As the natural, perfect place to stay to experience it all, it is curated, it's written to their specific interests, and it's often delivered in their native language.
Which is a brilliant psychological pivot.
Yeah.
I mean, if we connect this to the bigger picture of modern consumer behavior, the reality is quite simple.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be sold to anymore.
No, absolutely not.
We have developed a very low tolerance for blatant advertising. Our brains just filter it out. But conversely, everyone wants to be guided.
We crave expert curation.
Exactly. By speaking the traveler's language and catering to their highly specific niche interests, Destinova transforms an advertisement into a genuinely valuable piece of travel content.
So you aren't being shouted at by a billboard. You're being advised by a local in the know.
Right.
Which perfectly sets up the ultimate goal of all this. It's not just to entertain the reader with nice stories about roads. Every single one of these emails sends the traveler straight to the hotel's own webpage.
Not an aggregator.
Not a comparison site where 10 other rival hotels are competing for attention on the exact same screen. It's a direct, unfiltered connection to the source.
Which means if that traveler decides to book, it's a direct booking. Zero commission owed to an OTA.
Wow.
And crucially, circling back to our earlier point about the bouncer at the door, the hotel now owns that guest relationship from day one. They have the real email address.
Right. Okay, storytelling and psychology are fantastic in theory, but hoteliers are business people, right? They're operating on tight margins, and their digital reputation is everything. They need to know how this translates into measurable reality.
They need to see the numbers.
Exactly, and they definitely need to know they retain control of their brand. So let's look at the actual execution. If I own a hotel, how does this machine actually work step by step?
Well, the onboarding process is highly collaborative, meaning the hotel maintains authority. The hotel dictates the terms. They choose the geographical markets they want to target.
Like saying, I want to push hard into the UK and France this season.
Exactly. They define the trip type, the budget, the season. Destinova then takes those parameters and builds a custom segment from that 15 million person database.
Okay.
They write the copy and design the campaign. But here is the critical safety net. The hotel reviews and approves every single element before it is ever sent.
Nothing goes out without sign-off.
Nothing goes out into the world without the hotel explicitly signing off.
Which is vital. But I have to ask a protective technical question here on behalf of any hotel owner listening.
Go for it.
If you hire a company that is going to fire off emails to potentially hundreds of thousands of people, doesn't the hotel risk getting their main web address, which is basically their livelihood, flagged as spam?
Oh, sure.
Because if Google or Apple decides you're a spammer, your business is effectively shut down.
It's a very valid fear. Email blacklisting is an absolute nightmare for any business. But this is where the technical execution is quite clever. Destinova sends these campaigns from their own dedicated sending domains, not the hotel's primary domain.
Ah, so they act as a buffer.
Exactly. The hotel's sender reputation is completely protected. Their primary domain, you know, the one they use to email current guests and suppliers, is never put at risk of landing on an email blacklist. It's a built-in firewall.
I love that. It really takes the anxiety out of scale. But what about tracking the actual results? Because if an agency is sending emails on your behalf from their own systems, it seems very easy for them to manipulate the data and say, look at all these great clicks we got you. Pay us more.
Transparency is often an issue in digital marketing, yes. But Destinova doesn't grade its own homework. They tag every single link in the email with something called UTM parameters.
Okay, wait. For those who might not live in the marketing world, how does a UTM parameter actually work?
Right. So think of a UTM parameter as a digital fingerprint or a microscopic tracking device attached to a specific link.
Okay.
When a user clicks that link in the email, the fingerprint travels with them to the hotel's website. And those clicks feed directly into the hotel's own Google Analytics dashboard.
Oh, that's smart. So the hotel owner can log into their own independent system, look at the traffic, and clearly see, 500 people visited my site today specifically from that Destinova campaign.
Yes.
They can independently verify every single piece of traffic without having to just take the agency's word for it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
The hotel holds the data, which means the hotel holds the power.
And another fascinating aspect of the strategy is the timing. Because we usually think of Greek travel as this frantic summer rush, but they build campaigns year-round.
Yeah, they do.
They are targeting autumn culture and food trips, winter city breaks in Athens, and capturing early planners for spring Easter travel.
Yes, and that ties into a concept known as the long tail of travel, because travel is rarely an impulse purchase.
No, definitely not.
You don't buy a week in a Mediterranean villa the way you buy a pair of socks online at 2 in the morning.
Right.
It requires planning, budgeting, and usually consensus with a partner or family.
Right. The timeline is stretched out.
Think about the actual journey of a booking. A potential guest might open the email on a Tuesday morning during their commute. They find the destination appealing. Maybe they daydream for a second, but they don't click anything.
You're on the train.
Yeah, exactly. Then 3 days later, it's Friday night, they show it to their partner, and they finally click the link to browse the rooms. And it might be 2 full months before they actually sit down with their credit card, negotiate their vacation days at work, and make the booking.
That is a huge gap between the first impression and the actual sale.
It is. So Destinova uses follow-up automation to capture this slow burn. Email isn't just a one-off blast. It is one strong, measurable touch point inside a much longer decision journey.
Just keeping it on their radar.
Right. By staying in the inbox periodically, they remain top of mind when the traveler is finally ready to pull the trigger.
Which brings us to the ultimate climax of the discussion. Because with all this highly targeted traffic flowing to the hotel's website, with the compelling stories and the long tail tracking, the final, undeniable question remains the bottom line.
The RI.
Yeah. If I hire this company, do they promise me 50 new bookings by next Tuesday?
No, they absolutely do not. And this is perhaps the most striking countercultural aspect of their entire business model. Destinova refuses to guarantee a specific number of bookings. They will not promise you 47 bookings next month.
Which sounds completely counterintuitive for a marketing agency, doesn't it? I mean, usually you want the agency promising you the moon. Sign with us and we'll double your revenue. Why is this blunt honesty actually a selling point?
Because it acknowledges reality. Destinova only guarantees qualified traffic. They guarantee they will bring travelers with genuine, verified interest to your digital front door. But converting that traffic into a paying guest, that depends entirely on the hotel.
Let's use a retail analogy here. Destinova acts as the beautiful window display on a busy street. They get the shopper to stop, look, and walk into the store. But if the store inside is a mess, the lighting is bad, and the clothes are ridiculously overpriced, the shopper is going to walk right back out. The
Exactly.
hotel is the store.
That is the perfect way to frame it. If they drive 1,000 wealthy luxury travelers to your website, but your website looks like it was built in 1998, they aren't going to book.
No.
If your pricing is completely unreasonable compared to the market, or if your actual booking engine is broken and frustrating to use on a mobile phone, they will leave. The agency cannot force the sale if the hotel's core offering isn't competitive.
This raises such an important point about trust in the marketing world, because the hospitality industry is absolutely saturated with agencies promising magic, you know, people guaranteeing impossible metrics just to get a desperate hotelier's signature on a long-term contract.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Right. So by strictly defining what they can control, the targeted traffic, and what the hotel must control, the actual product, the website experience, and the pricing, it builds a much deeper level of trust.
It's refreshing. There are no invented metrics, no borrowed case studies. If they don't have the data for a specific niche, they say so. And because the hotel verifies everything in their own analytic systems, the relationship is entirely transparent.
And if it isn't working,
The hotel can just walk away. The service operates on a month-to-month basis with no lock-in contracts.
and it's fully GDPR compliant with clear unsubscribe options on every single send. So they aren't holding anyone hostage, neither the guest with spam nor the hotel with a rigid contract.
It is a fundamentally different approach. They are betting that a platform that is completely straight about what it can and cannot control is the only kind a business owner will actually trust over the long term.
It makes total sense. So as we pull all of these threads together, what is the core takeaway for you today? The overarching theme here is that the future of hospitality marketing isn't about shouting louder at more people. It's not about paying a massive toll to a digital bouncer at the door just to get a random crowd into your party.
No, the spray and pray era of the internet is ending. The future is far more precise.
It's about whispering to the right traveler. It's about utilizing deep data taxonomy to find the exact person who wants exactly what you offer, and then telling them a story about a destination they will genuinely love.
One direct email at a time.
Right. It is a slow, methodical process to break the dependency on those massive intermediaries and reclaim the guest relationship.
And if we look to the horizon, reclaiming that direct relationship is only going to become more vital. Consider this final thought to chew on.
Okay.
If hotels are fighting this hard right now, just to reclaim a direct relationship from traditional web-based booking sites, what happens in the next 5 years?
You mean as technology shifts again?
Yes. We are on the verge of an era where AI travel agents might start booking all our trips for us.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a near future where you don't scroll a website at all. You just tell an AI assistant, book me a quiet beach vacation in Greece for my family for under 2,000 euros, and it executes the entire transaction behind the scenes.
Right.
If a literal algorithm is making the choice based on its own hidden criteria, who really owns the guest then? If a hotel doesn't already have a direct established line of communication with you, they might simply cease to exist in the eyes of the AI.
Wow. That is a slightly terrifying but deeply fascinating point. The war for the guest relationship isn't just about saving 20% on commission today. It's about basic survival tomorrow. It makes you really think twice about who is pulling the strings the next time you're on the couch booking that getaway. Thank you for joining us on today's deep dive. We hope you take these insights, look a little closer at the invisible mechanics of the internet, and always keep questioning the systems behind your everyday conveniences. Until next time, stay curious.